Hello, and welcome to the first Immunities round of Love Me. Tonight we are doing Elvis songs, and boy oh boy, am I a big Elvis fan, so I'm not going to go easy on you tonight. First up tonight, we have Bright Disaster.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. Life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you. Love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. All the years till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, first immunities ever of Love Me. Yeah. We have beloved star, a fellow Elvis fan. I don't know which one of us will be the expert tonight.
But not me.
And Valk, of course. Here. Happy Good Friday, because I still have 40 minutes left of it. No, what am I saying? Almost. Yeah, 40 minutes left.
Yeah, it's 40.
40 minutes left of it. And then
well, now it is Super Saturday before Easter.
Well, for you. See, Beloved and I live in the past. So.
Yeah. Live in the past with your Elvis. They're and Elvis. Stuff.
Who Bright said was irrelevant.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Bright, I was talking to him. He said, what's up? I plan to record.
Well, you can't say that and then be like, what did he say?
Do you know how many artists?
He says, no offense, but it really is really quite a difficult task since Elvis is sort of irrelevant now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, like, what? Maybe now. I mean, nobody really listens to him. I mean, not like they used to, but we wouldn't have the artists we have today without Elvis. So there.
Indeed, indeed.
We wouldn't have Elvis impersonators in Las Vegas.
I could do without that.
Really bad.
How is he irrelevant when there are like a bunch of Elvis impersonators all over the place and they're like conventions and stuff?
Mom wanted one of those at her wedding. I told her no.
I had a really, really bad Elvis impersonator on my 16th birthday. I hated my mother after that. She did not audition him. And he ruined every song.
Oh, no.
But anyways, first back on Immunities, we have Bright Disaster. Valk, what did you think?
I forgot this. Well, I didn't know this was an Elvis song. So I was like, oh, that's an Elvis song? Cool. the music was too loud, and once again, I heard puffs in different areas, so you need to get rid of the puffs and move away from your microphone, and yeah, stop puffing. I don't, like, it sounded like you were singing in an odd area to sing, like, you were doing, like, this weird kind of, like, mumbly type of singing to me. I don't know if it was because the music was too loud, or, if you just sing like that, like, once again, it felt like this wasn't, like, a good choice for your voice, and, like...
You didn't even know the song. The melody was not there at all. Period.
I didn't know that.
Well, he started off kind of with a melody, but he didn't do the key change. And so he stayed in the same one. The first two
notes were right.
Yeah.
But then he went back to the first note, which is not what it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, like, my other note was, like, it was repetitive and, like, it didn't go anywhere emotionally. But I thought that was just the song. But it apparently is not. So you should have gone somewhere emotionally and built this. and that's all I really have to say.
Beloved, what did you think?
I wrote down, you didn't know the melody, especially at the chorus, and I didn't feel any emotion, and the music was overpowering, and it was boring because since you didn't do that third note at Love Me Tender, the tender part, it just made it really...
When it changes keys there, yeah.
Like, it's the whole song, don't laugh at me, but I was imagining a cowboy riding a horse, like, slumped over, falling asleep. That's what I was imagining. Not to be mean, I'm trying to be constructive, but you really need to know the song you're singing before you sing it.
Indeed.
The end.
All right, so Bright Disaster. Welcome back. For those of you who didn't know, Bright Disaster got back because Sundance Girl had a drop. So, yeah. Bright, I agree with all the notes here that have been said. Music was either too loud or you were too quiet. You were flat, especially on your jump notes. And when the key change goes high from Love Me Tender, Love Me True, and then All My Dreams Fulfill, or whatever the notes are, depending on what the lyric is that you're singing at the time, you didn't change there. You stayed at the same part that you started the song at, which is, they changed. They're supposed to go higher. They're specifically...
They didn't even stay the same. He did something completely different that's not even in the song.
He stayed within the same range of notes. They go higher at that part. Right? Cause it's like,
yeah,
it's like,
but...
Love me tender, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then it's, love me tender, he didn't go up.
I know the song.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's the note I'm trying to say, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm really surprised that you were that off, especially because you said you had to go find songs on YouTube. And I would think that you would have noticed that unless you listened to some version that I'm not aware of. I was really surprised that the notes were that far off from what they're supposed to be. The music changed keys also, but you didn't. Basically pretty much everything else everybody else had said. Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, this is an immunity. Like, why do it? I guess, like, to try and be immune. But, like, if you don't know it that much, if to the point where you have to go search for a song, like, I don't know. That's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, because I was surprised, too, because you contacted me back first about doing it. And so I would think you probably had a little bit more time. So I'm really surprised that it wasn't more well-known, at least. I don't have very much else to say. Next up is Megadizzy.
Yay!
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. You make me so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. Yeah, although it's always crowded, you can still find some room where broken-hearted lovers do cry away the gloom. You make me so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, I could die. Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they ain't ever gonna look at me. You make me so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, I could die. And now if your baby leaves ya, and you gotta tell to tale, just take a walk down Lonely Street at Heartbreak's Hotel. You make me, you make me so lonely, baby. You make me so lonely. You make me so lonely, I could die. And if your baby leaves ya, and you gotta tell to tale, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel. You make me so lonely, baby. You make me so lonely. And you get so lonely, you could die.
Alright, and that was Mega Dizzy. I'm glad we have another male. Shut up, Falk. Shut up.
You're always glad we have males, Gil.
Yes, but...
I am too.
Falk is especially glad. He's dumping me for him on this show. Sheree, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. I mostly liked this. I thought it was strange that you did the lower octave, because it was really low for you. I'm not sure if that was a good idea, because because it was so low, it hindered your emotion, and it sounded like you were mumbling sometimes. And maybe the higher octave was too high for you, but it probably would have been better to just pitch the song a little bit. Yeah, I thought your runs at down at the end of Lonely Street were a little bit odd. It just seemed a little muddy to me. I really liked the last one you did, though. It kind of felt like it updated the song a little bit. I liked it. And I just wrote that it was kind of funny that you said got a tell to tail instead of a tale to tell.
I didn't notice that.
Right. You done?
Yeah.
And Valk, what about you?
Dither. I agree that it was like a little too low for you. But I really liked the growly thing. It was sexy. I think as it went on, it got better emotionally. But I don't know. Is this like a high inner, like high emotion and Elvis song or something?
For Elvis, this is pretty. It's not necessarily so much an upbeat, but there's a lot of power kind of stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you like matched the backtrack. And, like, it was smart of you to pick that backtrack, but, like, I think it was too low for you, and, like, it could have had more, but I liked where it was at the same time. I thought the Get So Lonely's, like, throughout were, like, way too low for you, and maybe that growly thing was because it was just too low for you overall, but I liked this in a weird way. yeah. The end.
Dizzy. I liked kind of the lowness here, like that I got to hear it, because I don't get to hear it from you a lot. You usually sing a little bit higher right here, and so I liked kind of what you did with it, and I think you used the lowness there. I'm not sure how well it worked with the song, because it's done differently. in, you know, how Elvis does. Not that you should have sung it like Elvis, but so I think you still made a somewhat of a good choice. I especially liked your delivery kind of here on where you said the desk clerk is dressed in black. I especially liked how you said black. You kind of put a little bit more emphasis there. Again, I felt that it was kind of different from how the song should be sung, but I think it worked for you. And I think probably you just did what you needed to for your voice to make it kind of work for you, because I think that if you tried it like, you know, how maybe the original style, it might not have worked for your voice. I also think that you
it
need to...
It sounded jazzy.
It did kind of. I also think you need to stop stealing Valk away from me.
So, he's not trying to. It just happens. Jeez.
sing something badly one night. No.
Yes. Yes. Impossible.
I don't have anything else to add. All right. Next up, and I'm interested to hear this, is Ambi.
Yay!
Ambi Lee!
Yay! Yeah. I love this song!
It is... this song is my favorite song of all time, both to sing and to listen to, and to listen to me
Yay.
Sing.
wow.
I think it's also, like, my second most popular live cover on YouTube, but yeah, that's beside the point.
Has, like, everyone here, like, sang this song in like, a show?
Maybe. Aria's done it already, too, but she did it for cover it, so I said, no, you can't do that.
Sing it.
It was for Sing It?
Hmm?
No. She just did it for Cover It, like, weeks ago.
Maybe she did it for both.
Well, yeah, I remember she had a recent, somewhat recent cover of that I liked. Anyways, back to Ambi. I was, once I started to hear the piano, I was like, nice choice. Although it seemed your starting notes you kind of struggled on. You did mention though, like in the thread, that you and Elvis don't mix. So I can kind of appreciate that you still kind of submitted something. I liked where you sang "Like a River Flows," the kind of the higher part in there. I don't hear a lot of people when I hear covers of this do that very well. And I think the higher end of the song is what worked better for you. I would have liked a little bit more energy on this one. I didn't really feel the love on this. And this being kind of the iconic Elvis song that talks about love, really, it kind of needs it for this one to work. So I would have liked to hear a little bit more there, but I liked some of your choices here on this overall. Valk, what did you think?
I hadn't looked at the thread, so I didn't know you said you and Elvis didn't mix. But I'm sad, because I kind of agree. this wasn't like normal Ambi, and I was sad. Like, I got bored, because, I wanted it to be, like, performed well. And, like, it was performed decently, but, like, I was kind of bored by this. And, like, you sounded good vocally. I thought it was kind of vibrato heavy. I don't know, I was just kind of, like, bored of this, and that made me sad, because I love hearing you sing.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
And what about you, beloved?
I have the same note as you, Gil, on the opening notes. It seemed like most of the higher notes were just a little bit flat. I actually really liked your vibrato, though. I thought it was nice, and it added to the emotion. And I also really liked where you sang "Like a River Flows." That stood out to me. And I thought your dynamics matched the backtrack nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that I personally was a fan of when you went heavily into your chest voice mid-song. Just a personal choice, though. That's all I have, though.
All right. So, Ambi, I think we're good on. And next we have Jeffers.
Jeffers!